从小对我的时候是非常的严厉，所以在我的印象里边，我很少敢于到我父亲面前去说什么事。所以我信主以后，我们就为我的父亲父母祷告，所以我也不敢说我的父亲什么时候能够信主。后来他是信主了，那么信主以后呢，他是跟我说过，因为他信主的时候也是确实神也对他怜悯嘛，他们那边也有一个教会的牧师，因为我父亲到了那边去以后，他说他对基督教的历史有兴趣，哎，结果神不知道，他就万事互相效力，他就有一个牧师，他专门是研究基督教历史的，就去跟我父亲讲基督教历史。后来呢，又跟他查圣经。那后来我父亲就信主了。信主以后，他就给我打电话，他就讲，他说这个圣经里面的话，他说不是地上的话，他说这话绝对不是地上能够说得出来的话。那我听了就心里面就非常的感动。那么知道说神的灵确实是在我们每个人的心中，只要你愿意信靠他，他就会啊，真的是就把我们把他的道栽种在我们的心里边。那么说到我自己做父亲的时候呢，我觉得我有很多地方是虽然我对我的女儿，她也说，她说爸爸你从来也不 spoil me， 好像她说其他人你要怎么样就是吧，那我说对你 spoil 没有什么好处，对不对，我说还是要严格一点要求比较，但是呢我也知道很多的时候我还在血气里边去对她严格，特别是在没有信主的时候，信主以后也常常的会这样做。但是我觉得就是说有一点比较大的安慰呢，就是说我觉得就是说这个能够，因为我们是全家在同一天受尽归了耶稣基督的，所以我觉得这一点我是在心里面比较安慰，就是什么呢，我说我不管怎么样在神的面前，就是将来交上的时候，我说我把我的女儿也带到神的面前，说我们一起受尽归了耶稣。那么我觉得这一点是其他的我没有什么可说的。那么但是呢，我是有一点我是觉得也蛮就是说觉得安慰的，因为我上个星期我不在这边嘛，后来很晚才过来的时候呢，那时候是因为是去参加我女儿的毕业典礼，那么在毕业典礼上面呢，他们的校长啊其他都讲话了嘛，说这些，因为我女儿在这家大学一般大家都知道是比较 tough 是吧，比较 tough 的大学，那么他那大学里面呢，他就他们一直呢鼓励学生要独立思考。那么后来我问我女儿，我说你怎么看这个独立思考，他说爸爸，他说其他的学科确实都要独立思考，他说我进学校的时候我都不大敢发言，他说我现在出来的时候每堂课我都要发言的，这个是他训练了，他都要发言。他说信仰这问题不是你去这个独立思考啊再去发问啊，他说信仰就是信仰，你就是要信。那我觉得这一点也是很的安慰，就是说确实在信仰的问题上面，不是说你可以问问题，但是不是说你去像这个课堂上这样就反过来你要去怎么弄，这个往往会这会使自己走向一个反面。当然也有一些是特别有恩典，那是另外一回事。所以我觉得就是说在今天这个时候，真的是要把荣耀和赞美都归给我们的父神。我们在地上能做的，即使做父亲的也都是非常有限，而且很多地方也不一定走在神的心意里边，但是神在我们愿意顺服他愿意清楚他的时候，他还带领我们。所以在今天各位的弟兄姐妹要分享以前呢，我们大家一起来唱一首的歌。这首歌呢是本来敬拜单上是在476首，现在呢改成38首，好吧。那么唱完以后呢就是说唱完以后呢，就请 Lucy 就上来说讲。
弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning. Okay, I'm kind of sleepy today. Do you guys know what day in the year the most collect phone calls are made?
Do you know what day in the year the most collect phone calls are made? 你们知不知道在每一年里哪一天对于我来说是最重要的？
Collect phone calls are like where you make a phone call, but the person whom you call pays for your phone call.
是好像是要打这个对方付费的电话。
Father's Day.
父亲节。
Isn't that sad? Like your own father has like pay for you to call to wish him happy Father's Day.
所以当你打电话去跟你爸爸说父亲节快乐的时候，你通常会让你爸爸来付钱。
Okay, so in preparation for this sharing, I was thinking about whether I should talk about my past.
在我分享以前，我觉得先想交通一点我的过去。
And at first, I was kind of reluctant and I didn't want to, but then I decided that I should because I saw, like, in my past was a demonstration of God's glory.
开始我分享还是有点犹豫要不要分享，但是我想到我的过去，我觉得是在我经历了神的荣耀。
And I thought, if I were to take out my past, who I am today would be no surprise. because you wouldn't see that change.
如果照着我过去的所经历的这些恩典，所以今天我能够站在这里就不奇怪了，因为神的恩典。
Right. And so I'm going to try to give you some snapshots of my life.
所以我就交通一点生活的片段。
And then I'm going to talk about a very special person in it, my dad, and his role as a role model and as a teacher for me.
所以我想交通我的爸爸是我的楷模和我的老师。
Okay, so when I was 8, my parents divorced.
我八岁的时候父母离婚了。
My mom kind of left, and then my dad was left to raise 2 kids.
所以我母亲离开了，我爸爸要抚养两个孩子。
Not an easy task.
不是那么容易。
And for him, he was put in a position where not every father will ever experience in his life. He had to take up both the role of a father and a mother.
所以他不是每个父亲都有这样的经历，就是他又要做父亲，要做母亲。
And initially we were not a Christian family. My dad was not religious. I wasn't. My mom was Buddhist. So I knew nothing of Jesus Christ.
我们以前并不是一个基督的家庭。我母亲是信佛的，我也不是基督徒。
So after the divorce happened, a period of time went by, and then my dad became Christian. I'm not going to go into it, but he became Christian, and then he baptized, and my brother, who was 6 years older than I, soon followed suit, and they were baptized on the same day.
大概离婚后一段时间，我父亲信主了，受洗了。我的哥哥他也信主，他们在同一天受洗。
And so, not long after that, we moved to KC and we found this church.
然后之后不久，我们就来到 Kansas City， 然后就来到这间教会。
And during that time, I've seen so many changes in my dad. He's like a complete new person.
我在那段时间我就发现我的父亲完全的改变了。
I always see him reading the Bible, and he's always like teaching me about like the scriptures and how like it's so important to have faith in Christ and to know that even though like we can like there's certain things that we can't do that we can always pray and like God will help us.
他总是在读神的话语，总是教导我神的话语，然后我们要去实行，做不到的时候我们就在那里祷告。
My dad and I have an extremely close relationship.
我和我父亲非常的亲近。
It's like one of those father-daughter relationships that you hear about. And I think it was probably a result of the divorce, because it brought us really close together.
这就是说比一般的父亲父女之间的关系还更加的亲密。这个也许和在离婚之后我们的兄妹的感情也是特别的好。
We do everything together. We go shopping and like for his clothes and my clothes, usually for mine, but like and we go grocery shopping and we hang out together. We do everything together.
我们一起去买东西啊，甚至买衣服，当然主要是买我的衣服。
So we do everything together.
我们不管做什么事，好像都是一起去做。
And from one, I think one of the lessons that I learned from, I learned so many from him, and one that I wanted to share with you guys is his role in my faith.
有许多的，我从他学到了许许多的东西，但今天我要分享的就是说，他在帮助我的信仰上面，他对我的帮助。
From our many adventures together, I noticed that one lesson that stands out repeatedly is the fact that the act of, like what he has taught us is that the act of sharing the gospel is never off limits.
所以在我与他一同的许多经历里面，我就学到说要不断的传福音。
Right, and it never matters where you're at, who you're talking to, and in what environment.
不管你是在什么环境遇到的人，或者是你从来不认识的人，都可以这样做。
We would like my parents and I would be like at a Chinese restaurant, and then like our waiter would you know be able to speak Chinese, and he just like hit up a conversation with him, and then like somehow he's so subtle, he slips in this topic of the gospel in there, and then like before I know it, at the end of the conversation, I'm left with the question of how did we even get on this topic?
那个有时候我们就一起去中国饭馆吃饭，也许就和那个服务员在那里，他就总是有一个办法开始一个话题，然后到一定时候就进入传福音。到后来我都忘了开始这个话题是怎么开始的。
It always ends up like that. And there was like.
好像几乎每一次都是这样。
And there was recently we were at the hospital, and we had an interpreter with us. And then, like, as we were waiting in the waiting room, my dad hit up another conversation. They were just chatting, and you can tell, like, I don't know how my dad does it. Like, in my opinion, he's a very powerful and a very effective speaker.
有一次我们在医院里也是这样，就是有一个为别人做翻译的，然后在这个等候的地方，他就开始跟那个人谈话，然后最后也是把他向他传福音。在我印象里，我父亲他传福音总是很有能力。
And like everything, like from my observations, I've noticed that every single person whom he has talked to, he has been able to engage them in deep conversation. And the other person has always like gotten really into it. You can see that they're like really interested in the topic. And like they bring in like their previous experiences with their own religious practice and their own experiences with other religious persons into the topic.
所以我就从我的观察经历里面，我就看见说他总是每一次与人交谈，他都有办法把人带到福音的里面。
And it's just so amazing how he does it. I don't know.
对，每次都使我惊奇。
Right. And I've noticed that almost, not like every time, but a lot of the times, like after the conversations, the people have like, not necessarily like converted to Christianity, but like you can tell that they've had a change of heart. Like if they initially started out like really like having this really negative view of Christianity and like of Jesus Christ and like it doesn't make sense, you know, all that stuff, you can tell like after the conversations they've had a change of heart. Like by like given it another chance, you know.
我注意到，也许不是每一次，但是很多次谈话过后。 这些人的心他们会有所改变，尽管不是每一个人他们就立刻的悔改信主，但是一开始他们可能是很负面的看法，但是慢慢他们的心就在转变。
And I see him all the time out in the public defending defending Christianity and sharing the gospel, and I think that is, from a child's perspective, one of the best lessons a parent can give is to have faith.
Okay. 我许多次就在众人面前看见 我的父亲怎样的传福音，怎样的为信仰争辩，所以我觉得这是父母给儿子一个最好的榜样。
And so after we moved to Missouri, I still was not a Christian at that time. I was like entering fifth grade or something, and then like constantly he would share the gospel with me, and he would always like flip, take out the Bible and be like, look, this is what it says, you know, and then like, yeah, and just like drag me to church and everything.
搬到密苏里之后，我还没有马上成为基督徒，但是我爸爸不断向我传福音的，经常就是指着圣经让我看，你看这是圣经上说的是这样。Right,
and like initially I went to one church in LA when I was a kid, and I really did not like it.
我小孩子的时候去过一个教会，但是我不太喜欢那里。
For one thing, I had to get up early on the weekend, and I didn't like that.
首先就是不喜欢早上要起早。
And then two, Sunday school gave me homework. And I, as a kid, that was horrible. I had enough during the week.
主日学要有家庭作业，所以我不想要有家庭作业。
And so, anyway, so like, it was good that he brought me with him to church, to this church.
但是感谢主可以来到这个教会。
But I think because of the faith of one man, my whole family is saved.
但是感谢主，因为一个人。
And I find the verse very true in the Bible where, you know, I don't know the exact words, but it's like, if one person has faith, the whole family will be saved. I think it's really relevant in my case.
Right.
And not only did I believe because of my dad's persistence, I've also had my own experience with Christ.
当然并不是说我父亲带我相信带我得救，是我自己要相信，我自己要得救。
A friend of mine from church, Jessica, actually, she mentioned that she kept prayer journals. Prayer journals is, she explained, where you just write a prayer, a request or a praise to God, and you write in it every day.
我教会里的那个朋友 Jessica 她就向我分享说她怎样来祷告。
Oh, you write in a journal.
有一个祷告的记录，每一天记录怎样的祷告。
Yeah.
需要。
Right. And so she gave me a first one, and I started from there. And right now I have like 11, 12. And but I kid you not, every single prayer that I've written in a journal has been answered.
所以他给了我一本日记，我就开始来记。现在大概我已经有11、12本了。
Yeah.
然后我就把我每一个祷告，然后神的答应都记载下来。
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, 我每一个写的，他都回答了。Like that. It's okay. And I'm serious, and that's so amazing because, like, I would. I would write to sit down and be like, okay, please help me with this test, or please help me with blah, blah, blah. And then usually, an average, 2 to 3 days later, I would find myself writing in my prayer journal, thank you, God, for helping me to do this and this and this. And so there's definitely a pattern that I saw in there.
我在生活中许多的事我都向神祷告，比如求神来帮助我准备我的功课，准备考试。然后当写下我把它记下来之后，两三天之后，然后我就经历到你会看见我的日记上，我在写说感谢神给我的帮助。
Of course, I'm not saying every prayer gets answered immediately.
并不是说每一个祷告立刻都有答应。
Right, and there is one that took years for me to get an answer.
有的时候祷告的答应可能是在一年或者几年之后。
Right, and there was one particular prayer that I asked. This was before I became a Christian. And my prayer, and I think my dad became Christian at that time. And he was still working on me. And my prayer was this. And my prayer was, God, if you hate divorce so much, why did you allow it to happen to me?
那个时候我父亲还是在不断地向我传福音，然后我就是，当然我里面有一个感觉，就是说为什么这个离婚会在我们家发生。
And he never answered me, and I prayed every night, and I wrote in my journal, and I was the one that was left unanswered until my senior year of high school.
所以我也在不断的祷告，但是我还没有得到答应，直到我在高中的时候得到一个答应。
And I was in my room, and I wasn't thinking, I don't think I was thinking about this topic, but it just came to me all of a sudden, and God said, Lucy, if I allowed the divorce to happen, so that you would come to Missouri and come to know me.
所以有一次我一个人在一个房间里，我并不是特别去想这个话题，但是突然神向我说话，他说 Lucy， 我允许这件事发生，以至于你们可以来到密苏里，你可以来认识我。
It's not that he wanted it to happen, you know, by no means, but he allowed it to happen, and he uses our past for his glory.
并不是说神他要这件事情希望它发生，而是说他允许它这样发生。
And I see that now. I think his timing.My God, yeah, I think his timing was perfect because, like, I was already a Christian by my senior year. If he had told me earlier before I believed, I would not have understood him. Like, okay, you know, yeah, but I lost my mom, you know, like, that would have made sense. And so his timing is perfect for every situation, really.
所以我的感觉就是神的时候都是好的，因为他直到等到我能够理解这些话的时候，他才来向我说这个话，因为不然的话我没办法理解。
Yeah, and so I think my dad has played such a role in my life. He has not only brought me to Christ, he's brought my brother. I'm currently trying to share the gospel with my biological mom, and he's and I don't know, so many other members of my family has believed, and the numbers are constantly adding every time he goes out.
感谢主，我的父亲不仅是把我和我哥哥带到神的面前，他也是向我的母亲传福音，然后还有许多其他的亲戚。
And right now, excuse me. And right now, I see God working in our lives very much, and I still see that He's working each of us individually, my dad and my mom, and me, and just bringing us to Christ together.
感谢主，就是直到今天，我们仍然是看见神不断的在我们生活当中工作。在我们的家中工作。
Right. And he has blessed me with a great family right now.
感谢主祝福我们这个家。
Something else I wanted to say. I don't remember. Oh, okay. So there's one thing that my brother wanted me to mention.
有一件事我哥哥也想让我提一下。
He's not here. I don't know if you guys don't know. He lives in LA. He's 6 years older than me. And he said concerning my dad, like our dad is, quote, unstoppable when it comes to ministry.
就是也许我的哥哥也许你们不太认识，他是在军队里面，然后他认为就是他爸爸在传福音的时候真的是不可阻挡。
And I can't agree more.
所以我也是觉得这个话太对了。
And I just can't emphasize enough the role that my dad has played in our life and how he has been spiritually active in our family and being the leader and engaging the children in reading the scriptures and like and all that wonderful stuff.
我父亲对于这个家的帮助，他怎样在属灵上带领他的孩子，实在非常非常重要，什么时候都不为过。
So I guess he's done pretty good as both a father and a mother.
他实在很好。
Okay, so I'm going to end with another thing that my brother wanted me to say. He said, my father, my lifeline.
有一次我哥哥说，他说我的父亲是我的生命线。
Right, this is what he wanted me to say today.
这就是我今天想要分享。
Yeah, my father, my lifeline, the one whom I can count on 24 hours a day for instructions on cooking a scrumptious meal.
所以说我的父亲一天24小时，他就是说可以，你可以。 靠着他，告诉你一道菜怎么做。
But on a serious note, because of this man, I am proud to be the man I am today.
感谢主，就是因为他，所以我今天变成今天这个样子。So
I guess that's it. Happy Father's Day to everyone, and that's it.
在这里祝对大家说父亲节快乐。大家好。 我今天有点紧张。<笑>我记得周弟兄说，我家是最多小孩的，在这个教会里面。不对哈，大家都知道哈，我们很有周弟兄哈，在这边哈，我不知道周弟兄为什么没有改正一下哈。<笑> 我是其中一家哈，但是我想做小孩带领小孩都是差不多，我说都是辛苦的哈，不然不管你是一个两个哈三个四个五个哈，我想都是很辛苦的。那在这里我今天我觉得，一方面我也是在想我应该要分享什么。这个星期，我后来我想，当我在这个。 这个 Focus of Family 听到一个信息，我觉得我还是分享这个信息当中我自己从这个信息当中所得到，我觉得对弟兄姐妹更有帮助，所以我后来 email 就说我不然我把它一些 summarize 一下，outline一下哈，我觉得这个这样做也是好的，所以我就把它 outline， 我今天会用 PowerPoint 但是我希望大家给我希望时间不会。 很长哈，希望，所以请大家忍耐一下。特别我今天他的题目就是说到说我们这个作为父亲的，作为父亲的角色在小孩子的身上，他们的成长过程当中，是怎么形成的。我在这里面不跑。OK。 第一，我要让大家看到一些研究的结果哈，现在的这个社会，我们是说到说这个研究他们结果，他说重生的基督徒在年轻人当中，我特别说到在年轻人当中，重生在这个 evangelical church， 我不知道中文是怎么哈 evangelical church， 福音的教会，一个问题他们在问说，你们相信不相信有真理的存在？ 1991年，其中有52%说不相信，他们说没有。在1994年的时候就增加到62%，1999年加到78%，大家都可以看得到，现在是91%。我这几个字要让大家看到一个真理，在现在社会，特别在小孩子当中，好像开始流失了。 这个结果我也是觉得我自己看了之后也是很惊讶，我要大家看第二个，我们记得，我压错了哈，第二个就是我们记得有一次在 Columbine High School， 他们不是枪杀的，死了好多的这个 High School 的 student， 那在当中他们就后来就去做一个研究，啊。
在 Columbia University 就去做了个研究，他最主要就是看家庭里面是不是在这些的当中有影响。好，特别他们去看这个吸毒品的事情、酒的事情跟这个暴力的事情上，他们发觉到说，如果一个家庭里面只有一个单身的母亲，就是说啊 ，single parent 的 family 只有母亲在家，他们说有38%的可能性，30%更多可能他们会在这个在其中一项当中有问题，或许这几项当中有问题。在两个父，就是在一两就在父母有都在家庭里面的，但是这个小孩跟他的父亲的关系不好，就增加到68%。同时他们也做了一个检查，就是在两个的父母当中，如果这个小孩的关系跟他父亲是好的话，发现了这种的行为就减少，我说减少不是增加，减少94%。我说我感谢这个黄淼哈，在这个在父亲的角色上，我们可以看到他的影响。我们再看下一个 ，FBI 也是同样的这个事情，就是 Columbine 这件事情。FBI 就是他们在做一个 profile， 他们尝试从这个 profile 当中，或许他们可以给学校一些的啊。一些的要点，就是可以看出这个学生会不会产生这种的暴力的行动。那他们检查出来有三个这个重要的这个因素在当中啊，就是这些的人会成为这个暴力的，特别是这个枪杀案的这些事情。他们发觉到其中一个就是说，就是在他们的调查当中，其中一个就是说到的父亲，一个在这个家庭里面，不在这个家庭，就是 single parent 的，就是只有母亲在。或许父亲在这个带领小孩当中根本不管，就是母亲去管。他们发现说这个就是其中一个，三个当中其中一个因素。好，当然其中两个因素他们发觉，其中一个是发觉到这些当中啊，很多都是白人，都是白人。还有第二个就是都是 middle class。啊，但是我在这里特别强调是第三点哈，就是说到说父亲在这件事情上是扮演很大的很重要的角色。第三个，我们看到现在的社会有很多的男，特别在这个身体上一些的问题，他们说我们可不可以，就是有一个 University John Hopkins Medical School， 他就在当中尝试明白什么因素。它会影响到我们一个人的健康。他们在30年的调查当中，他们发觉到说，对于这个神经病，对于这个血压，就是第三个就是 cancer 哈，就是毒瘤，那还有就是心脏病，还有就是自杀的倾向。他们的检查的结果，就是他说最明显的一个预报，就是说这个人跟他的家人的关系好，就是缺少那个亲密的关系跟家人。所以为什么这个会有这样的产生，它最主要的原因是因为他们这些的人不能够 handle stress。 我们知道很多的病的问题都是因为 stress 压力，精神的压力。现在很多社会我们知道很多人工作很多压力，各方面的压力。但是为什么在这个家庭里面有这个亲密关系的时候会帮助他，因为他们发觉到说，当这个小孩在这个一个很温暖的家庭里面长大的时候，他更懂得怎样去处理这个压力的事情， much better。 就所以他们发觉到说，这是其中一个很重要的因素在我们的健康的身体上。那接下来我再要让大家看啊，看一下，就是我们这个成长的过程呢，这都是我从 Focus 当中，我觉得这是很有圣经里面给我们看到的，我自己从当中我觉得给我一些新的看见。他说两个重要的啊，我们如何把真理，把我们的价值观给小孩， 他说第一就是 develop close relationship， 跟你的小孩产生好的关系。我想这个环秒就是其中一个很好的例子哈。Model value and truth in your life， 在你的实际生活上你真的是这样活出来，这两点他们说是很重要的，在这个小孩整个的这个成长的过程当中。我让大家看一下哈，第一说到说这个就是亲密的关系。我们知道说我们刚才看到各样的问题，行为的问题，我们知道年轻人有行为的问题，必须有一些，当然我们刚才就有一些没有啊，但是大部分我们才发现都有。为什么有行为的问题？为什么驱使这个行为？为什么有这个行为？他们发觉到说就是 value， 你的价值观，小孩的价值观，在成长过程当中怎么有这个价值观？他所产生的价值观，这个价值观产生他的行为。那什么产生他这个价值观？他说是 believe， 我们所 believe 所相信的是什么？在小孩当中，整个过程他相信是什么？我们刚才看到说，现在这个真理几乎是流失了，就是这个 believe。为什么？我刚才说为什么这些是什么原因？最重要的下面是什么原因？他们说 relationship， 这是所有的根基，你跟你的家人的关系是所有的根基。不是真理是重要的，但是我特别在这里强调了一下，他说真理没有关系产生别人背叛。所以很多年轻人不是没有真理，在他们心中有的时候产生背叛，就是没有跟家人的关系很差，这所以产生各样的问题。我在这里特别让大家看几节经文，诗篇，它大部分都是诗篇。我念中文的诗篇26篇，第3节，因为你的慈爱藏在我眼前，我也按着你的真理而行。第一，你的慈爱藏在我面前，所以我按着你的真理而行。第二，我们要看的就是诗篇86篇第11节，然后第13节。耶和华，求你按你的道指教我，我要照着你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。第13节，因为你向我发的慈爱是大的。你有看到吗？他说 Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may live according to you, for you love me in very great, is very great。 我在这里特别让大家看到，就是这个真理跟这个爱是分不开的。你要把这个，要就是说要锻炼这个小孩有这个真理，以后他会愿意去行，爱是不能够缺少的，也就是说我们与他们的关系不能够缺少的。当然最后一个就是还有诗篇85篇11节跟以弗所书哈，我想我这大家看一下就可以了，我就不讲了。然后第二个因素是我们要模仿，给他们一个模仿我们的这个价值观跟这个真理在我们的生命里面。他们的研究，我想大家这个大家大概都知道，他说七八天小孩从父母的口中就是七八天，好，学七八天，18天是从 experience， 就是从他们的经历当中，每一天经历当中，从别人的经历当中学的。这里面他特别说到说75%是从模仿的，就说75%，所以他的整个的成长过程78%是从模仿出来的。他说小孩都在看我们的，我们的行为是怎样的，我们怎样对待我们的太太，他也在看我们怎样对待他们自己，他也在看我们对人生的价值观是怎样。我们可以说我们是很爱神， 但是如果我们在我们的生活上总是畏惧这个食宿的满足，你看我们的价值观整个就是在小孩当中就不住的，因为他们是从我们的生命当中来模仿。所以78篇啊，我在这边我来让大家看一下，然后这里面一些的经文啊，一些经文特别就是说到圣经里面，新约圣经里面一些的经文啊，那我们可以就是说，这是也许是主说的，也许是保罗说的啊，他们的生活上活出这个，叫他们来学习啊，这个是很重要的。那最后我还是回来，就是两个的啊，两个重要的地方，就是你跟你的小孩的关系一定要建立。第二，你的生活上要给他们 model 啊，好让他们能够从你生活当中学习。我在这里，我上一次我有跟就朱莉给我跟小孩哈，我特别这个小孩是最年轻的，就是朱莉那边的哈，就是很年轻的哈啊，年轻的啊，是啊，这个小孩哈。我发觉到说，他说，我特别我在这里面我只看了一个，他说我爱 I love my daddy because 啊，我爱我的父亲，因为我只看这一个哈，我特别我在这里分享，我看来看去，他们的回答 He is nice to me 啊 ，My daddy loves me, he loves me。当然我不知道在当中他们有没有多少抽来抽去哈，但是基本上讲 he buy me the chicky， 我不觉得是什么哈，就是 he 当买我什么 chicky， he help me， he is always nice， I love baby， 他说他每天约我 hug 我哈， he is nice， he play ball with me， he give me ice cream。 当然有一些他说 he is smart，但是我在这里，我讲了好几这些这么多，我再讲了一件事情，就是你跟你小孩的关系。小孩要的不是什么东西，是我们跟他的关系。你看他记得，他觉得你爱他是怎样的，是你与他关系，不是什么东西。你可以给他很多的在物质上的，但是回过来，当我们有一天我们发觉到说我们小孩迷失的时候，我们应当要想，当然在这里并不是说我们能够 guarantee， 我们能不能有 guarantee 这个小孩以后成长就没有问题，我们没有办法 guarantee。 所以我最后我就以这个不是 focus 我们拿的哈，是其他地方拿的啊。我觉得这是我自己，我也是觉得给我们一些的量，一些的这个看见啊。我在 email 等一下可能也会分享一点，我这个我可能需要翻译哈，我翻译中文。 I give you my love which means that I accept you without reservation just as you are and will be. I give you my personal presence in order that you will have the security you need during your childhood. I give you my ear in the sense that I will never be too busy to listen to you. Sometimes never uttering even one word. I give you opportunity to work so that you might learn to do it without shame.And come to enjoy the satisfaction of job well done. I give you counsel only when it is necessary or you ask for it so that you may avoid some of the mistakes I have made. I give you my consolation when you have failed or feel discouraged, but I will not always protect you from the consequences of your sins. I give you instruction in the way of the Lord so that when you are old, you will never depart from it.I give you my daily prayers that the Lord will keep you and guide you in such a way that you, my child, will be a man or woman who will serve and glorify our Heavenly Father. When we reflect on how Martin and I tried to channel your life, I hope you will think well of us. Undoubtedly, we made mistakes, but we tried hard to do the best we could. God created two perfect children in Adam and Eve.He placed them in a perfect environment, yet both of them rebelled and did evil. Such can be the consequence of having children with will of their own. I can only pray that you will continue to will the will of God. 我想这个我特别是一方面我跟父亲说，一方面特别是跟年轻人说， 他们已经成长了，他们有自己的 will， 他们有自己的这个意思，最终还是他们做的决定，我们只能够为着他们祷告。我想我就分享到这里，谢谢。
I was going to use Chinese, but then my children told me that if you use Chinese to speak, the Chinese people won't understand you and the English people won't understand you. So I think I'm going to use English.
我本来是准备讲中文的，但是我的孩子跟我说，如果我用中文来讲，可能说英文的、说中文的都听不清楚。
So earlier we heard a lot that's like a lot of statistics that's coming from outside of our church.
我们刚才看到很多在教会以外独立的统计。
So I remember one time Pastor Frank Feng Gong Gong was speaking here. He said that maybe we should have a survey and see how people think.
所以有一次冯公就说，也许我们应该在教会里面来看一看大家是怎么想的。
So I started out with asking the young people, what do you think about your fathers?
所以我就开始问我们的年轻人，你觉得父亲应该是怎么样的？
So these are the items coming from our young people, not necessarily your children. We have young adults and youth, so, but from the church here.
所以我就收集了一些我们这里年轻人的回答。
There's a lot of things I can share, but I think I'm going to have to narrow it down to 4 points only.
我有很多可以分享，但是我就把它简单一点，就分享四点。
And these are the most important for particular qualities of a father.
就是做父亲的四个最重要的性格。
And the first one is every single response said that, so it's really, really important.
所以第一个是每一个回答里面都包括的，所以说这一定是很重要的。
So the first one is spiritual leadership.
所以第一个是属灵的带领。
You know, some of the comments is, I wish my father took more initiative when it comes to family spiritual life.
然后我希望我的父亲在家庭属灵的生活当中能够更加的主动。
And some other comment is, I hope that he take more of a leadership role in the family spiritual area.
那另外一封也是类似，就是说希望父亲在家庭的属灵生活中有更多的带领。
And I kind of know that because my children, I thought I had taken quite a bit of leadership.
我知道说哈，我在家里可能也许有很多的带领
，but both of my children said you do not take enough leadership.
但是我的孩子都说你带领的不够。
I think they said mommy take more leadership than me.
他们觉得是说好像妈妈带领的更多。
I'm talking about the area of what is the condition of my children.
所以我是说我自己孩子的情况。
Spiritual condition
是属灵的情况。
And then in the area of how do I set up the family time so we can kind of bond together.
怎样来看我自己怎样来安排我们家庭的时间，所以叫我们的家能够连接在一起。
And am I taking the leadership of setting up a time for family worship?
所以我的带领好像我就会设定一个时间，就是我们家庭会在一起。
And I admit that a lot of time I don't take that leadership.
我承认就是很多时候我没有真正的带领。
But here I want to give a little complaint.
在这里我可能要抱怨一下。
I think the feminine movement in this generation had a lot to do with it.
我觉得这个时代，这个女权运动和这个后果是很有关系。
Because I want you mothers and wives to understand this.
我希望做母亲的、做妻子的能够理解。
Somehow, at least to me, if a wife or mom want to take over the leadership.
如果一个做母亲或者做妻子，他们要起来带领
，the father somehow will very happily hand it over to you.
很多时候，做父亲的就很高兴的就把这个权力转让了。
It is very, very true.
这是真实发生的事情。
Okay, so that's the first area. The second area.
刚才是第一个性格，现在是第二个。
It's the children is seeking approval or affirmation from their father.
孩子儿女是希望从父亲那里得到赞许和肯定。
And one other comment I got is, I got the most discouraged moment I have is whenever I don't meet up to my father's standard.
所以我觉得我最沮丧的时候就是说没有达到父亲的要求。
Okay, and I think it's important because if the father do not give approval to the children,
如果一个父亲不去肯定他的孩子,
the children will have to find their approval from somewhere else.
这个孩子就会到父亲以外他去寻找这些赞同和肯定。
That's why we have all the kids going out to their friends, their peers, because they can find approval there.
就是为什么今天孩子们他们就要去找他们的朋友同伴，好像来找到这种赞同。
And as a result, they are more loyal to their friends.
所以好像说来他们就对他们的朋友更忠心一样。
And I can see a lot of the young people we have, I rather hang out with my peers. I don't want to be with my family.
所以在我们也许有许多年轻人他们宁愿可能跟同伴在一起比更喜欢跟同伴在一起也不愿意和家人在一起。
One of my strongest weaknesses is very hard for me to give affirmation or approval to anybody, not just my children.
对于我来说我有一个很大的弱点就是我很难把赞许和肯定来给别人就是对我的家人也好甚至对其他周围的人都是这样。
So that's something I have to learn, and I think our fathers need to learn.
我想这是我要学习的，也是许多父亲要学习的。
And one thing I just little example I want to mention is my wife. She always tell me, you need to praise your daughter that they are pretty.
有一件事我太太常常提醒我，就是说你要称赞你的女儿，说她很漂亮。
You know, in the beginning, I had this thought is, you know, charm is deceitful, you know, beauty is vain, so we don't praise on those things.
所以在这之前，我觉得我的感觉就是草必枯干，花必凋谢，美人。
It's in Proverbs 31, it's
箴言三十一章。
Yeah, it's, the translation was wrong, but that's okay. but anyway, So I still having problem to do that, but I need to learn that.
我虽然还是有点这方面还是有点问题，但是我在学习。
And one of the things that my two daughters told me that you should encourage father never to tell their daughters or well for that matter sons that they are fat.
就是说有一件事我女儿常常提醒我，就是说不要。像自己的女儿来说，她们太胖。
Because the daughters will think that, oh, I'm too fat, and they're going to start having problems with eating disorder.
因为有时候因为有这样的压力，所以他们的饮食就会产生问题。
So that's one thing we fathers have to remember.
我觉得这是父亲应该注意的。
The third point is that we not to be angry or be a little bit more patient.
第三点就是要不要生气，要有耐心。
And one of the comments I got from the young people is that I wish my father would control his temper.
有一封信我收到的是说，我希望我的父亲能够控制他的脾气。
And somehow with the temper, it will show the rejection of the child.
因为这个脾气出来的时候，就是说对于孩子是一个拒绝的信号。
Even many times when we discipline for the good of the children, yes, when we do it with anger, the discipline won't come across, but the rejection will.
很多时候我们是为着孩子的好处去管教他们，但是当你的脾气出来的时候，他们得到的是拒绝，不是管教。
And the last point is listening and to spend time with them.
最后一点就是要倾听和在一起相聚的时间。
This is one comment I got. I think is very very cute.
我得到一个很有趣的建议。
It said that the most treasured time I have is when I was young. I was watching TV on my father's lap, and he keeps shaking his lap so that I had fun with it.
有一封信写给我是这样说，他说。 在我回忆当中最美好的时光就是我坐在父亲的大腿上看电视，然后他不断的晃动我。
And one of the comments also given to me is I wish my dad had spent more time with me as I grow up.
还有一封信就是说我希望我的父亲在我成长的过程中与我一起度过更多的时间。
And the comment was I wish our relationship is not just teacher and student relationship, but rather a father and son relationship.
就是我们的关系不仅仅是一个老师学生的关系，更加是一个父子的关系。
I think that's important because many times we fathers want to teach our children many things, and we become a teacher and we forgot to be the father.
我觉得这个也很重要，因为很多时候我们的注意力都放在怎么样教导孩子，所以我们更像一个老师，但是就忘记我们更是一个父亲。
Here I want to give you the example from the same passage that Jia Liang was talking about.
我愿意就是从Jia Liang刚才分享的那个信息里面。同样有一点分享。
It's a message given by Josh Medell from the Focus on the Family.
是一个另外一个牧师所写下的。
Okay, you all know Michael Jackson.
你们都大概知道 Michael Jackson 这个人。
So it's okay. I know that most people think that he's not a very good person.
大多数人都认为他不是很好的一个人。
But this may explain why he becomes the way he is now.
但是下面可能有一些事情可能帮助我们看见他为什么会变成这样子。
Some of you are old enough to know that the Jackson 5 started out to be the five children of the Jackson family.
也许有点年纪的你们就会知道说他们开始的时候在成名之前他们是有五个孩子在这个家庭。
Right. At the time, Michael Jackson was only 5 years old, and he was involved in this band that they sing.
所以在他五岁的时候，他就在这个小乐队里面。
And at the time, the manager was the father.
就是那个他们的经理就是他们的父亲。
Yes. So Michael Jackson was not doing very well. He did not sing was not singing the right tone or something. So the father was upset or something, correcting him.
所以这个那时候 Michael Jackson 他可能唱跳的不是很好，所以他父亲就很不高兴。
And so he came to the father and said, probably seeking for some encouragement or seeking for some comfort.
所以这个他就到父亲面前，希望得到一些鼓励。
The father said.I'm your manager, I'm not your father here.
然后他的父亲当时就对他说，我是你的经理，不是你的父亲。
And then later on in life, when Michael Jackson was in a talk among some people,
后来当 Jackson 他在其他人一起谈话的时候，
I don't know what he's talking about. At the middle of the talk, then he started.Just was not able to talk. He started crying.
在谈话当中，我不知道那话题是什么，但是他会突然停下来，然后就说不出话来，然后就不断的哭泣。
So one of the audience took up a tissue box and take it to him.
所以有一个听众就他拿了一盒这个卫生纸，然后拿给这个 Jackson.
So finally, he gathered himself together and he started explaining why.
然后最后他终于可以向听众来解释说究竟发生了什么事情。
And I don't know what the details, but at the end he said that I only want my father to call me.
所以他最后解释说他为什么哭泣，他只是想他父亲能够给他打个电话。
I only want a father to hug me.
他希望他的父亲能拥抱他。
But he's not getting it.
但是他没有得到。
So that's the story that why fathers need to have a father and son relationship, not just a teacher and student relationship.
所以我们知道说，光光有一个师生的这个关系是不够的，必须是一个父子的关系。
And I want to use some scripture, a story from the Bible, to kind of lay out how this person kind of fell in as a father.
我想用圣经上的故事来做个例子。
And this is concerning David and his son Absalom.
这是说到大卫和他的儿子亚沙龙。
Now King David is a man after God's own heart, and yet he fell in this area.
大卫是一个合神心意的人，但是在这一点上他是失败了。
We know that Absalom had a sister named Tamar, and she was very pretty.
我们知道亚沙龙有一个妹妹，她叫塔玛，非常的美丽。
And she had a half brother called Amnon.
她有一个同父异母的哥哥叫做暗嫩。
Amnon saw Tamar and he loves her, and so he got sick and day and night he thought about Tamar.
这暗嫩他就恋慕他嘛，他整日整日夜就是思想就是这个他嘛。
So finally he tricked her to come to his place and have all the servants sent out and have her cook for him, and then finally he raped her.
后来这个暗嫩就用计谋使得这个塔玛到他家里去为他做东西，然后把仆人都拆出去，最后他是强暴了这个塔玛。
And then he sent Tamar away in shame.
然后呢，他又把塔玛赶走了。
Now Absalom and Tamar had a very close relationship, and Absalom was really upset.
亚沙龙和塔玛他们关系非常的近，所以说亚沙龙非常的愤怒。
So this thing was brought to the father, King David.
所以这件事情就带到大卫王的面前。
And this is the passage that I can then start reading here.
所以我接下来就为大家读几节的经文。
Okay, it said in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 23 to 21 to 22. When King David heard this, he was furious. Absalom never said a word to Amnon, either good or bad. He hated Amnon because he had disgraced his sister Tamar.
所以说大卫王听见这事就甚发怒，亚沙龙并不和他哥哥暗嫩说好说歹，因为暗嫩玷辱他妹妹塔玛，所以亚沙龙恨恶他。
We notice that King David, he got very upset and furious.
我们知道说大卫非常的伤心和生气。
He got angry, but he did not do anything further with it.
他只是发怒，但是他没有再做什么。
But Absalom did not forget this. He treasured this in his heart. He's looking for opportunity to take revenge.
但是亚沙龙并不是这样，他把这件事存在心里，他就要找机会报复。
Okay, the next passage. It said that 2 years later, when Absalom's sheep shearers were at Belhazzar, near the border of Ephraim, he invited all the king's sons to come there. Absalom went to the king. Your servant has shearers come. Will the king and his official please join me?
过了两年，在靠近以法莲的巴利下所，有人为亚沙龙剪羊毛。亚沙龙请王的众子与他同去。亚沙龙来见王说，现在有人为仆人剪羊毛，请王和王的臣仆与仆人同去。
And continue on. It said, this is how the King David replied. No, my son, the king replied, all of us should not go. We will only be a burden to you. Although Absalom urged him, he still refused to go, but gave him his blessing. Then Absalom said, if not, please let my brother Amnon come with us. The king asked him, why should he go with you? But Absalom urged him, so he sent with him Amnon and the rest of king's sons.
王对亚沙龙说，我儿，我们不必都去，恐怕使你耗费太多。亚沙龙再三请王，王仍是不肯去，只为他祝福。亚沙龙说，王若不去，求王许我哥哥暗嫩同去。王说，何必要他去呢？亚沙龙再三求王，王就许暗嫩和王的众子与他同去。
I don't know what this event the sheep shearers is.
我不知道这个剪羊毛是不是一个很特别的时候。
But apparently it's a very important thing that they have been prepared for, and Absalom said, Daddy, come join me.
但是这个看起来是一个他们准备许久的一个时候，所以当亚沙龙请求他的父亲与他一起去的时候，
Even when he urged King David to come with him, but David did not go.
Even, 甚至当他这个亚沙龙向他父亲多次的请求，他父亲还是不跟他去。
So that's where I see Absalom seeking approval
from his dad, and the dad had not given him.
这里就看见好像说亚撒龙希望得到父亲的赞许和认同，但是他没有得到。
Had not spent the time that which is going to be treasured by his son.
他没有把时间放在一些安排这个时间是让孩子得到这个宝贵的时间与他在一起。
So what happened was, so the king's sons went instead, Amnon and the rest of the sons. And in the meeting or in the celebration, Absalom killed, have Amnon killed.
所以最后的结果就是当他们在那里剪羊毛之后欢宴的时候亚撒龙就把安嫩杀了。
So after Amnon was killed, all the sons, all the other sons of King David, ran away because they were afraid that they're going to be killed too.
大卫其他的儿子就一同逃跑，因为他们害怕也被杀。
So Absalom knew that he killed his father's son. He cannot stay around, so he ran away.
亚撒龙就知道说他杀了他的父亲的儿子，就是他的兄弟，所以说他就站立不住，他要逃跑。
And Absalom ran away and stayed away for 3 years.
他就在外面待了三年。
And the scripture said that David, the spirit of King David longed to go to Absalom.
圣经说就是大卫的心甚是想念他的儿子亚撒龙。
But he did not do anything about it.
但是他没有做什么事。
And finally, Joab, David's general, find out that King David was thinking of Absalom.
最后是大卫的将军约押，他知道大卫的心想往亚撒龙。
So it was him who brought Absalom back.
是约押把亚撒龙带回来。
And we can continue to read that passage.
我们继续的往下看。
It said, Then Joab went to Gershah and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. But the king said, He must go to his own house. He must not see my face. So Absalom went to his own house and did not see the face of the king.
这里说，于是约押起身往基述去，将亚撒龙带回耶路撒冷。王说，使他回自己家里去，不要见我的面。亚撒龙就回自己家里去，没有见王的面。
But it already said that the heart of King David longed to go to see Absalom.
但是圣经已经告诉我们，大卫的心他思念亚撒龙。
But he had cannot come to come around to maybe forgive his son killing Amnon, or maybe just couldn't come up with the time to spend time with Absalom.
但是他没有去告诉亚撒龙他的赦免。
And that's when the Absalom's heart was turned away from King David and turned to his peer to other people.
对，那就是从那时候开始，亚撒龙的心就开始转离大卫，他是转向其他人。
We can continue to read from that. It said that he, Absalom, would get up early and stand up on the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone come with a complaint to be placed before the king for a decision, Absalom would call out to him, What town are you from? They would answer, Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel. Then Absalom would say to him, Look, your claims are valid and proper.But there is no representative of the king to hear you.
亚撒龙常常早晨起来站在城门的道旁，凡有争讼要去求王判断的，亚撒龙就叫他过来，问他说：“你是哪一城的人？”回答说：“仆人是以色列某支派的人。”亚撒龙对他说：“你的事有情有理，无奈王没有委人听你申诉。”
Continue on. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice, and so he stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
以色列人中凡去见王求判断的，亚撒龙都是如此对待待他们。这样，亚撒龙暗中得了以色列人的心。
So the loyalty of Absalom to King David was gone, and he turned towards other people.
所以。大卫亚撒龙对大卫的忠心就不在了，他就转向其他人。
As he could not get approval from his father, he got approval from other people and built himself up with another kingdom.
当他从他的父亲那里得不到认同的时候，他就转离了他父亲，他要建立自己的王国。
And we know that finally he rebelled against his father's kingdom and he was killed in battle eventually.
我们知道后来说他反叛他自己父亲的国。后来他就在征战当中被杀了。
And we were told from the scripture David felt extremely sad and sorrowful for that.
我们从圣经上知道说大卫对这件事非常非常的伤痛。
So from the David's example, hopefully we can learn that these four areas of the qualities of a good father.
也许从大卫的例子里我们可以来学习一下父亲所要具备的这四种的品格。
I want to just close with a song.
我最后愿意用诗篇
But this song is not a hymn. It's a secular song.
这是不是这个我们唱的诗歌里面的。Well,
I won't be singing it. I'll be just reading it.
我不会唱给大家听，我就是读一下。So
don't worry about I'll be singing the secular song in this church here.
所以我不会在教会里唱这个不是诗歌里面的。
Okay, the song is in English, but Jerry had helped us to translate it. I'm going to just read the English part. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. As he grew, he said, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you.
这首诗歌说，这首诗说，我的孩子那天出世，他就这样的来到世界。可是我赶着搭飞机，忙着赚钱养家。当我不在时，他学会走路，转眼间，他已会说话。他对我说：“爸，我会像你一样，你知道我会像你一样。”And
then the chorus part is, and the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when. But we get together then, son. You know, we will have a good time then.
猫在摇篮里和那银色汤匙，蓝色小男孩和那在月亮上的人。爸，你几时回家？我不知我几时才回家。到时我们将好好的相聚，儿子，你知我们将会有好时光。My
son turned 10 just the other day, he said. Thanks for that. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, no, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. The son said, that's okay. And he walked away, and his smile never dimmed. He said, I'm going to be like him, yeah. You know I'm going to be like him.
我的儿子十岁时向我说，谢谢你给我的球，让我们一起来玩吧。你能教我丢球吗？我说，今天不行，我有好多事要做。他说，没问题。 转身而走，他带着微笑自言：“是的，我会像他。”你知道，我会像他。When
he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just have to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I really like that is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please?
那天他从大学回来，我说：“你已经长大成人，儿子，我以你为荣。我们能坐一会儿吗？”他摇摇头，笑着对我说：“爸，我想要的是车的钥匙，可以给我吗？待会儿见。”I
have long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, "I'd like to see you if you don't mind." He said, "I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time." You see, my new job's a hassle, and the kids got the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, yeah. Sure nice talking to you.
我已退休，我儿子已搬走。那天我打电话给他说，我想见你。他说，爸，我若有时间我也想。可你知我新工作真忙，孩子没有感冒。但与你谈话真好，与你谈话真好。Oops.
Okay, and as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he's grown up just like me. Yeah, my boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then.
当我挂电话时，我惊觉到他已长大像我。是的，我的孩子是像我。谢谢。
今天中午有那阿姨，我想大家都等着姊妹们为弟兄们做很多的好菜。我想肚子也饿了，所以我想时间也过了，所以我再讲下去，最少半个钟头。所以我想还是把我原来的想讲的话，我想还是改变。我就想读一节圣经。 箴言第22章第6节，箴言22章6节。刚才刚刚和弟兄姊妹也讲了很多做父亲怎样教导儿女。我们让我们从这个很古的时候。 所罗门王所说的智慧的话，箴言22章第6节，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老，他也不偏离。我再念一遍，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老。 他也不偏离。我也可以说是一个很失败的父亲，但是另外一方面，我也可以说我是非常成功的父亲。我想我们的儿女，四位儿女，看见我的时候是毕恭毕敬的。 这是我的成就，但是也是我的失败。在他们年轻的时候，我就想到以后他们大概很难跟我说话。但是感谢神的恩典，他们年纪越大。 好像又欢喜爸爸，特别女儿比较爱讲话，他们给我打电话总是电话不挂。我想这都是神的恩典。所以有一位的 missionary 问我说：“你怎么教导你的儿女？”我就说。 我若是真正愿意为神，把一切的时间都献给神的时候，我的主，我的神，他替我教导我的儿女，这是我的见证，这是我的经验。现在我就愿意劝年轻的做父母。 特别做父亲的，一定要在幼年的时候要教养儿女。感谢神，我们很多的做父母的，他们都等候说他的小孩子贝贝生下来的时候，他能够起床的时候总是抱到弟兄姊妹的面前为他奉献。 我想这个时候就是要教导的时候，不是等到他会讲话的时候来教导他，也不是他懂事会有感觉的时候教导他，就是在娃娃他们哭的时候，现在就是教养他们的时候。 我另外就是说，千万不要把小孩子惯成，好像他要什么你都给他什么。我想我们是一个家庭，我现在也可以变成父老，应当是一个父老，应当是要称为father。 我想有一次我们有一个牧师们他们聚会的时候，他说这很多知青的牧师们有很多的贡献，我们要把它列为法人。哎呀，我一听这个话以后我再不去了。但是的确我们需要父老，教会有许多的小子，教会有许多的你青年人，教会也需要父老。我想他们吃的盐总是比年轻吃的多，但是现在年纪大了不能够吃太咸，这样麻烦。他们走的路总是走得多。我想这个时代，我常常以前给我小孩子说，你在美国念书，我也在美国念书，可能我念的书比你多那个，你们多那个。我想现在大家都不是说倚老卖老了，我们都在追求，所以我们彼此的学习。我愿意劝勉弟兄姊妹，在幼年孩童的时候，不但教养他们，也要管教他们，好让他们知道什么是对，什么是不对，什么是可做，什么不可做，什么事情是父母不欢喜的，什么事情父母欢喜的。我想这都是我们的责任。但愿神祝福你们。我就常常想到我们这个聚会好像神特别的祝福，婴孩特别多，我说年纪大的还不算多。今天我站在这里可以说我年纪最大了，但是我们的婴孩非常多，年轻的也多，这是神的祝福。当然一代一代的需要一个交代，我们这一代已经几乎要交代，但是有时候我们还是想到第三代人，我们还关心你，但是更是只有第三代，现在都有第四代人，我应当是可以做曾祖父的。但愿神祝福你们，要抓住神的话，要有一个敬虔敬畏神的心，把小孩子从小就带到主的面前，不要舒服，我们若是慢一点，小孩子就不容易。我去年那个院子里有一棵树倒掉了，所以就要种另外一棵树，而且一棵树是 Reba， 我们教会这里很早年种的 Reba 就觉得很漂亮，我们也种了一棵。就种的时候哪一个树的形状非常好，但是我就怕那个树慢慢的长了就歪了，所以我就拿一根的铁的那支架给插在那边，就给它绑起来。今年这个树就慢慢的长大了，这个南风常常这个春天夏天常常是南风吹来，哎，反而应当这个在南边的树应当长得好，但是反而这风一吹呢，北边的那个长得好，现在慢慢就歪了，那怎么办呢？我就觉得太晚了，去年太懒了，拿一根那个很方便的那个支架就给它插进去，所以前一个礼拜我就用一个很铁架，很坚固的铁架插进去，但是我就把它绑起来，绑起来以后它还是要歪到北边去， 就给我一个很大的一个启发。我们若是晚一点，我们觉得晚几个月没有关系，哪一个树就慢慢的歪掉。弟兄姊妹，我们的人更是这样的，我们的小孩子更是这样的。若是我们不抓住机会，抓住时间，把他们真正的带领到神的面前，把生命赐给他们，主的生命赐给他们，让主的话能够进入他们的心中，让他们到老也不至于偏离。更要神祝福他自己的工作，每一个家庭，祝福他的儿女，因为神的话是真实的。我们低头做祷告。亲爱亲爱的主，我们真是要献上我们的感恩，我们真是来到你的面前，要不断的赞美你的奇妙奇妙的能力。我们到你的面前，我们真是需要匍匐在你的面前，谦卑在你的面前，顺服在你的面前，来敬拜你。我们愿意把一切的荣耀归给你，我们感谢你是在你是祝福你的工作，祝福你的教会，祝福凡来到你面前的每一个家庭。主啊，你总是给我们极大的丰富，极大的恩典。若是我们给你一小时的时候，主啊，你就报答我们，不但是两个钟小时，不但是三个小时，也给我们更多的时间。若是我们愿意有一点点的奉献的时候，你就把更多的祝福赐给我们。主啊，我们来到你的面前，也本不是为了来换取这许多的便宜，但是我们感谢你，你确实在我们的人生的里面，我们的人格的里面，我们这一个人的里面，你来建造我们，好让我们能够学磨成基督的样式。就是祝福你自己的工作，祝福在座的每一个人，祝福每一个家庭，也更祝福这许多的小孩子。我们将的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣名求的。